Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need so much help this morning. We have so many tickets to give away. 625, 725, 825. You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner. Coming up, family four-pack to Blippi for the youngsters. Then at 725, Dustin Lynch. Then at 825, third row to Bailey Zimmerman at CMAC, which we just announced yesterday. We need your help. And you do too for Mama J Eating, huh?
Well, I was just curious if being single, living alone, it's cheaper to eat out than it is to go grocery shopping. I'll explain. For my family, I am constantly going, no, we can't afford to eat out. We can't afford to eat out. For us, I have to cook at home. It's more affordable. But with the price at the grocery store even, like I'm crying at the grocery store. I'm like, oh man, even the grocery store is getting expensive. But so for a single person, when I hear Mama J say, I had to throw out food, I can't eat it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got a couple pork chop, or I got this, I got that, and I couldn't get to it, so I had to throw it out. Had to throw out my bread. I'm like, it almost seems, and then I end up having to take her to get something to eat, or have her over to my house to eat. So it seems to me that it'd probably be more affordable as a single person just to kind of eat out. I mean, that's just coming from my perspective, but tell me from your perspective.
Yeah, Mom and Jet and I are in the same boat. I end up going through a lot of fast food places. There's so many that do like a 5 for $5 deal. And I'm like, you can't beat a meal for $5. I can't make myself a burger for $1. But so, at the time, like if I were to go through and get all of the materials,
right?
Like I'm not going to go through a 6-pack of buns before they go bad. I'm not going to go through enough beef before it goes bad. Aside from me being a terrible cook, like even if I was good, the amount that it's going to take, like I don't have the freezer space to put all of this. So
yeah,
my fridge is mostly like drinks and condiments.
That's it. And so you are eating out a lot, and it's more affordable than going to the grocery store.
In my opinion, yeah, I don't know that it's healthiest, but it's this like cycle of, I feel like I order takeout, and then I'm like, oh, I really should be saving money. But then I go to the grocery store, come home, and I make food, and it's terrible. So I throw it, or I can't get through it all.
Yeah.
So I end up throwing it out anyway. So it's like, did I save any money?
Have you ever taken a cooking lesson?
Yes. I've taken multiple.
And?
I hated them. I, like, during the pandemic shutdown, we had access where I was working to take free cooking classes as like a benefit.
Sure.
And went through, made dinner. My family came home. They immediately ordered pizza.
Because of your cooking?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I shop and I cook for me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that $5 actually go a long way. Going to get into that next. See if you agree.
Evan checking in on the text line. As a single person, eating is way too expensive. Food waste is the bane of my existence. I feel you, Evan.
You know, I was away from my family for 6 months, and I agree. I ate out a lot because you just don't want to cook for yourself. But then I found things that I like, and I started experimenting in the kitchen. See if this will help you, Hope and Mama J. Cooking for one is tough. You got to get into the kitchen and get creative, or you're eating out a lot like Hope and Mama J's calling you all the time. Let's go eat out. I'm wasting food. I buy it, then I don't make it fast enough. I don't eat it fast enough.
Or I get the phone call. What are you making tonight? That's what I've gotten used to. I see the phone ring around 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm like, here we go. What are you making tonight?
92.5 WB. Here's the difference. You are living alone. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hope. Mama Jay, I think, wants companionship and wants to be around your family.
Yeah.
So why don't you shop together and cook together and then send her home with meal preps you make for the next 2-3 days?
Because my mama is unpredictable. And so she'll call and maybe she'll like what I'm making and what I'm not. I'm like kind of like a restaurant. I'll call. I don't know, Ma. I'm making spaghetti meatballs. Yeah. I have already had that this week or something like that.
But if you shop together, she'll pick it out and you...
Right.
Because when I was alone for a couple months without my family helping out on a job, yeah, I went out to eat. It was easier. Mm. But now that I cook for me and my wife, I shop. I do the you know, pick up all the groceries. And I know what she likes. And I go, okay, what can I do with this different? What vegetable could I, what can I put in that I like? And then I just get creative. But I make it and I put it in the little glass containers with the seal for the next 3 days.
Does that take a lot of time?
Well, you're cooking, but I don't think it takes time.
It doesn't?
What are you doing if you're not cooking? What are you doing? You're
stuff.
Like what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Catching up with my series on Netflix.
Watching TV over cooking. So you got to make adjustments there.
I see.
But let's get into that. You spend a lot of money looking for those fast food deals, right?
Yeah, using the apps, trying to play the reward system.
Mm, yeah, okay.
If I go this many times, I'm this close to my free one.
Mm. Yeah, and it's tempting. Oh, I've done it. My oldest daughter, she turned me on to one of the very popular fast food apps and all the freebies you get onto it. But that $5 deal you get, how can you extend that in the kitchen? Get into 92.5 WB, Candace Brockpar, caller number 19 in the world. Hey, Zia's contest at TJ's house. There's a theme at least once a week for dinner. It's all about fending for yourself. What is that theme?
It is Survivor Night.
That's yeah. Right.
Good luck. Good luck. Do you have one of those?
I don't, but I think that would be a great one to start.
Yeah. I can picture your kids and your husband all looking at each other on the table. What did you make? What did you make? What do you got? Where'd you find that?
Right. Whoever finds the idol, I'll tell you where the pizza rolls are or something. I don't know. Well, congratulations, Candace. You and your family are going to go see Blippi. Join the band tour. It's a live musical performance. It's Kodak Center, May 7th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you're going to take the family, so have a great time.
Thank you so much.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
I love the Bee Morning Coffee Club. I love country, and I love listening to you guys talk, so.
92.5 WBEE.
You know, Rochester loves our Interloop project, right? I think we're going on pretty close to 15 years of talking about filling in this Interloop, and it started. $100 million already into filling in the Interloop. Yesterday, Senator Schumer was in town, said, here's $100 million more. To fill in the rest.
Finish the job.
Fill it in. That way we can reconnect these neighborhoods. Fill it in. Have more green space. It's part of the city's revitalization. So now we got the money. That's been the thing. Like, oh, yeah, well, we want to fill it in. But they didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't finish the job. Now they got the money. So now this job's going to get finished. I use the Interloop a lot. And since I've moved here, 10 years ago, they've been talking about filling this in, but I've never really heard a plan of how we're supposed to get
10 years in the making, still not done.
Well, exactly. But I'm like, oh, you know, it's just something that's always been talked about, but I didn't think would actually happen. You know, because Rochester, we don't like change. But now that they're actually got the money in hand and it's going to change, I'm like, oh, man, how am I? I use the Interloop a lot.
And you're concerned how you're going to get around, because obviously they're not going to put down any new roads when they get rid of this one.
Well, how am I supposed to get across that green space?
TJ.
I use it a lot. Now I got to go through the city.
If nothing changed, there would be no butterflies.
Oh, man.
You just went cocoon theory on this? Wow. Okay.
This is true.
You know, back in the day,
okay,
in Rochester, like Canal Street, like there used to be like Venice, where there was canals and the rivers were running through and people were getting around by gondola, and now we have roads. So it's just the times are a-changing. The tides are going through. The Interloop has lived its life, and it's time for the new generation of roads around here.
Do you know we worked with the Dalai Lama? I didn't. This is so inspirational. I had no idea.
So
the inner loop was just so inspirational. Give me a break.
Are you excited about the inner loop? But my question is, when's it going to happen? So we got the money. Is it going to take another 10 years to finish?
No, no, no. They said they're going to... Project's going to start in a couple years, like 2027, which is fine. I just want to know, because I use it every day to go get my kid in Irondequoit. Mm-hmm. Like, so now how, you know, I need to know how this affects me. Right? Like, let's be honest. When we read local news, how does it affect me?
I bet when they're going through the plans, they're going to call you up and they're going to, hey, TJ, I know it's really important that you get Liam to school.
Yes, and we
want to plan the entire project around the Sharp family.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Listen, I don't want to be that guy, but you said it's going to start in 3 years. He'll be at another school, won't he?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, he's only in seventh grade.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
Don't miss out.